flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, so we've all watched that college basketball game where the home team is up, let's say 25, 30 points. 3 minutes left in the game.
25 points?
Yeah. 3 minutes left in the game. Coach looks to the end of the bench and tells the 5 foot 11 inch white guy to get in the game.
Oh.
Right? Mm. Right?
Why you got to be a white guy?
I don't know, but it generally has been. Call me crazy. And then the crowd goes nuts, right? They start cheering and they hope he takes a shot and they hope he scores. And if he does, they go crazy and it's all that. That's Bronny James.
Damn. Oh, man. Bronny James is the dude on the team who is keeping the GPA up.
That's
he's Bronny the GPA James. Walk-on. Man.
Did you see what happened last night?
He finished an and-one layup.
Yeah.
On the road.
Take that, Stephen A.
This is, was it Washington? I think it was Washington.
Yeah, they were playing the Wizards.
On the road, they got Bronny James in a complete blowout.
Yeah.
I think it was 35 points they were up, something like that. They looked at the end of the bench and, hey, get in the game. Dude gets an and one. And this, mind you,
this might be one of the first buckets he's gotten in forever.
This is the road crowd doing this.
For Bronny. It really is.
They're chanting everywhere MVP, we man.
We're not kidding. Everywhere we go.
Man, you called him a make-a-wish player. That's crazy.
The road crowd is chanting MVP for Bronny when he's at the line.
I would love to hear from him about how he feels about this, like, all seriously, sincerely, because this can't be like the, like, you know that there's pity in those MVP chants. You know it.
It's mocking.
And it's not really fair to him because we all know he's not an NBA player.
He didn't do anything wrong.
He's not an NBA player.
But they're mocking him like that kid. It's sad. Stephen A. was right. Come on, Bron.
He needs
LeBron.
Well, I mean, you say, like, and I understand people, like, the power dynamics and levers that he has there. Yeah, I had an opportunity to not put him in this particular circumstance.
Yes.
In fact, J.J. Redick at some point was like, you know, it's my fault because I put him in those circumstances, in that place. And the question is, what is that place? Because that place right now is just an NBA game.
Yeah.
Like, he just needs to be in a development place because he's a developmental prospect. Like, he's not an NBA player at this point.
No, and he's not.
It really feels sad when he gets out
it
here.
It was sad.
And we keep doing this.
I mean, it was kind of like Schadenfreude in a sense, but it's not his fault. It's just like, it was cool to see. It was weird, I should say, to see MVP chants and hear him on the road.
I was going to confess to Nick Sirianni, but again, I don't need to do that. Maybe I'll do that on Radio Row. But speaking of Radio Row, we are on the road to New Orleans this weekend, courtesy of Flight by Yuengling, Low T Center. Shout out to Mokarem Law, injury lawyers who are, you know, making sure that our video streams all go well. And then, of course, Exclusive Furniture going to have us with the hot seat. But on the road down there, we stumbled upon an issue that I had not considered. And I got to confess, I am 10 toes down on this. It's got to passenger gets to, there is going to be a DJ slash navigation person. On a road trip, it's different than just riding around the city. And I am certain about this. And there's enough people that have backed me up, whether on the YouTube, who have said, you know, aux cord goes to, oh, no, actually, they're wrong on the YouTube. They said, don't ever touch a man's radio. And
thank
they're driving
you.
His aux cord. Y'all wrong on the YouTube. But the text line, the people have popped in and said, no, you know, the driver passenger. Has to focus on a road trip. And then passenger is navigation and DJ. Or maybe you split those up. But it's like that.
Hey,
and I feel strongly about this.
I'm driving. It's not my rule. It's the rule, though.
See, I'm nervous about this, man, because because the guy that's driving is the guy that spilled cereal.
You see it?
And all
you
that
see
stuff, man.
What
are
you doing with the playlist?
Like, nah, I don't want you. I want you to focus on the road.
You're Kevin from The Office spilling chili all over the carpet.
Oh,
that's what
my
you
favorite
are.
Scene.
That's absolutely what you are. No, we don't need you fumbling around in Spotify while we're driving.
You just press a button.
Nah, we got it, dog.
You just press a button.
Yeah, just focus on the road, man.
Yeah, you absolutely need to focus
on
the road.
I wonder, I never drove with Lopez before. I wonder if Lopez is a fast driver.
If the speed limit is if the speed
75.
Limit,
let's say
if the speed limit is 65, I'm going 74. If it's 75, I'm going about 79.
Oh, you're a chaotic
right over the
That's perfect.
Limit.
Yeah, I rode with Reggie one time when we went to
is he a wild man?
Oh man, yeah.
Really?
Did
yeah,
you die,
you was flying, man.
But did you die though?
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
But did you die though?
Yeah. Hey, I'm good, but you a wild man.
Okay. All right. He was good. See, in that instance, you were riding around the city, so I had the aux cord, but in a different instance, I'd have handed it off.
And who was working the radio?
I was, but that's because we were just
but
in the city.
Yeah, he got in the car and it was already going. It was going, so we good.
Yeah. Shout out to Mary Beth, who texted in. She said she wanted us to play nice. She's a retired teacher. She said, play nice. What we're going to do here, if it's about a six-hour road trip, Figgy gets the first 2 hours. I get the second 2 hours. Lopez gets the next one. And I appreciate that, but I will not acquiesce. We are not letting Lopez pick the song.
Yeah. So I wonder, too, are you playing music or are you let me throw on this podcast nobody ever listened to but me.
Well,
wait
for my next confession because I have a related confession.
We're going to have the Bite Me podcast.
Man. I have a related confession.
You're
sicko. Passing judgment without even knowing what I'm saying.
You are 100%. A sicko if you listen to your own damn podcast in the car.
Welcome in to the Bite Me podcast.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Here's the part where I interviewed this guy about brisket.
Y'all gonna know more about fishing than you ever did before.
Oh goodness.
No, wait for my next confession.
Oh, that means I'm gonna nap on the road.
So a couple weeks ago, I didn't even tell y'all this, but my cousin, a shout out to my cousin Rodell, who's from Cleveland, Ohio. He just so happened to come down to Houston for like a day because his kid is moving down here.
Oh, okay.
And so he hit me up and said, hey, come through. So I met him up at some, like a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just kind of chilling. And he's in a bike club.
A bike, like motorcycle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he got the vest and all that stuff.
Oh,
he's heavy into it. And so the group he was with is the Houston base.
Of that group.
Yeah. I think they part of the Old Men Club.
Yeah.
I want to say Old Men Club.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so this is my confession. So I'm sitting there with a lady who's part of the club too. She asked me if I want to join.
Do you have a bike?
That's the thing. I don't have a bike. I don't even know how to ride a motorcycle.
I was
going to
ask you, have you ever ridden one?
They don't have you on there, like?
I told her that. I'm like, I don't even know how to ride a bike. She's like, oh, you could get the tricycle. What's the bike?
Oh,
with
the three-wheeler?
Yeah. The
little sidecar or whatever. Get a slingshot.
I'm thinking about it, man.
A slingshot would be cool.
I just, for some reason, I imagine Figgy is somebody's backpack. You're in a bike club, but you're just on someone's back.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
You got yourself a nice lady. That might not be a bad way of playing it.
Hey,
I don't know.
Slingshot, you'd be roll. That'd be pretty sweet.
I don't know. I never thought about a bike. Every time I think about a bike club, mm-hmm. I always think about these Law & Order episodes where they selling narcotics.
Yeah.
And you got the wire person that's wearing wire. Coming in like the bike, like I'm part of the gang too, and there's all type of murder and drugs.
You better ask him what you have to do in order to join the club. You might have to like rob somebody or something.
Wait, Figgy, you are a married man.
Yeah.
What does your wife think about motorcycles?
So her dad used to ride motorcycles a lot too.
Oh, you're gonna be all right.
So she's fine with it. I think she rode on motorcycles a couple times when we took her back to college.
Just have her ride a bike, you just be on her back.
She's fine with it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. At this point, I'm just like, man, I'm too old to sit here and try to learn to ride a bike, man.
So there you go. Just ride her bike. Look, you about to be in the motorcycle club before
we
realize.
Sweet.
It.
Yeah, just give me a nice little vest.
Yeah.
And get Figgy on it on the front. A little leather vest.
You got the name for it, man. That'd be sweet.
That would be tough on the leather vest.
Figgy.
Yeah.
These are my confessions. All right, I will do this when it comes to the playlists for our drive.
Okay.
I will let you pick which playlist on my Spotify, which I'm looking at right now.
Boo, this man.
But you only can get to see the name of the playlist. Let me give you a few.
All right. I feel like
get the headphones.
I feel like our first video, because again, you want to make sure you follow Sports Radio 610 on Instagram and at the Figgy Fig on Instagram. I feel like our first video is just going to be us deciding on Saturday morning or Sunday morning, rather, what music is actually getting played in the car.
Yeah. This one, let me give you like five. These are my top five playlists. Lopez, greatest songs ever.
Ain't no way.
That's just a hodgepodge of everything you can imagine, every type of music from, you know, polkas and cumbias to funk to 90s, whatever.
He does have a good bass in funk, though. I do appreciate that.
Well, my next most playlist is top 50 70s funk hits.
All right.
I'll get down with that.
Dirty South 2000s.
Oh.
I don't know about that one, man.
Christina Aguilera.
Pass.
Mozart and more.
We're not doing that.
Oh, no.
I mean, I like Mozart. I like classical, but we're not going to do that.
Big Pimpin'.
I'm intrigued. I'm interested. Okay. I'll hear you out.
Mexican Wedding.
That could be fun. I just feel like that's fun in stints.
But 5 hours?
Yeah, like, I don't know if we're doing that for the whole drive.
And Poolside, which Poolside is just a bunch of, like, obviously, you know, kind of outside, sitting by the pool. Got a little Tom Jones on there, a little Rolling Stones. Little Swinging Blue Jeans, Tammy Wynette, George Strait, Al Green, Soulja Boy.
Yeah, see that,
what?
See,
that's Tammy Wynette and Soulja Boy in the same sentence.
Yes,
is hilarious.
I do.
That's what I'm worried about. I feel like Lopez go pull out some of the most commercialized basic rap songs. We gonna be listening to 50 Cent in the Club, Biggie Hypnotize, and like, at that point, got it.
I do love on the YouTube, they were like, y'all need to rent a car. We did, because what, you thought I was going to sit in the spot where Lopez spilled milk from his cereal? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. These are my confessions. All right, I guess I will confess that I have rethought a little bit of my Nick Sirianni, let's face it, hate. Mm-hmm. I don't like giving him credit. I don't feel like he is like a particularly great coach. I feel like he has been supported by having some really, really good coordinators. As evidenced by, as we were talking about, in what was it, 2022?
Mm-hmm.
Good offense. Sirianni leaves. Good defense. Gannon leaves. They bring in new coordinators, including Brian Johnson. And it kind of falls off, especially as he has an iron fist there on the offense.
Yeah.
They clear that out. And at least what it feels like is Howie Roseman's like, no, these are who you're going to work with. Here's Vic Fangio and here's Kellen Moore. All of a sudden, we back to business and you're in the Super Bowl again. Like, it does feel like that. However, the man who hired Andy Reid, one of the things he was talking about is something that when it comes to hiring head coaches, there's not a single thing that you look for necessarily that is going to tell you whether a head coach is good. And that's something I've always talked about. But the one thing he did identify is that when he was hiring, they did a study. And with everything, every person they talked to, there was one thing that came together was being detail oriented. This is Nick Sirianni talking about his defense, his Eagles defense, and how they've been able to create so many turnovers.
This year, Pat Dolan, our video guy, got me every peanut punch that he forced a fumble with his entire career, and we watched that on a loop as coaches, and then we showed that to the players as well. But you know, so we emphasize the crap out of it because we know it's such a telling stat in this game. Our guys have done a nice job protecting it. Our defensive guys have done a nice job taking it away.
That sounds pretty detail-oriented to me. So I will give him that credit.
To the point where, I don't know if it was on the broadcast or somewhere else that I saw it, that like the odds of getting a fumble when somebody's getting up after they fall with the peanut punch is even higher, and they've gotten fumbles like that.
Yeah,
so it's pretty detailed.
They've been very good about it. He said, give me every single instance of Peanut Tillman punching the football. I want to see every single one.
Yeah.
And so shout out to Nick Sirianni in that way. I will acquiesce and give you some credit. Not that you care about whether I personally give you credit. But there you go. Those are our unless Figgy, you got one more?
I think I'm good. Right, I'm good. I can say this one. That's...
I do appreciate that Wesley came back into YouTube and said, no, y'all need to rent a separate car away from Lopez's car. And I guess I need to apologize because from the 346, they said, thanks a lot because for the Figgy in a backpack mental image, I almost fell doing dips in the gym. Be safe.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And somebody said, y'all driving silent to New Orleans. I do have a book to read, so I might read anyways. I'll probably be good if there's no music anyways. But there you go. Those are our confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's return to the Rockets, where there's a little bit of a trend that's developed, particularly in this month of January, and I wonder, does it concern you at all, or are you able to wipe it away? We'll discuss it next.